The night before a printmaker's Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the shop, no printmaker was stirring. Work was all at a stop. The tools were hung up in their places with care. The workbench was clean. On it, nothing was there. The gouges were nestled all snug in their rack. Carved blocks were beside them, piled up in a stack. The brushes on shelves, the chisels in a case, the pigments in drawers. All was in place. When, up to my ears, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Down to the workshop I ran on the floor, turned the key in the lock, and flung open the door. The moon in the window threw light on the scene. I rubbed my eyes wildly. Was all this a dream? For my tools were all jumping from rack and from shelf. They came running and dancing, each moving himself. On the bench stood the Baron, to my disbelief. He called them around him. He must be the chief. More rapid than lightning the tools they all came, as he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Washi, now Sumi, now Nomi and Hake, on Hangi and Ogu with Nori and Take, to your place on the bench, from your place on the wall. Get to work, get to work, get to work all. I stood in amazement as they all started working. The scene was a bustle, not one tool was shirking. The knives and the chisels cut lines in the block as the Baron stood watching, one eye on the clock. While the carvers were busy, the others prepared the paper and pigments. The work was all shared. From the door where I stood, I was able to see all they were doing. No one looked up at me. The wood chips were flying. Two mallets were busy. Just watching the action made me feel a bit dizzy. Then the woodblock was ready. The chisels adjourned. The Baron sprang up. Now it's time for my turn. His cover of bamboo was tight like a bow, and the oil on it glistened as he walked to and fro. He was cocky and proud, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A brush ran on the block, mixing color and paste. The paper then followed, lying down with no haste. Then up stood the Baron, his face a wide smirk. He spoke not a word, and went straight to his work. He slid to the left, he slid to the right, he pressed down the paper with all of his might. At last it was finished, the print was pulled free, the tools then all gathered to inspect it with glee. But just then I coughed. The sound was a boom. Everybody froze solid. No one moved in the room. The Baron then shouted, "It's the end of the game!" and whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Washi, now Sumi, now Nomi and Take, on Hangi and Ogu with Nori and Hake, from your place on the bench to your place on the wall, back with you, back with you, back with you all! The tools all ran back to their own proper place. Of the night's busy action, there remained not a trace. In the space of a second, the bench it was bare, and nothing remained but the print that lay there. The work was well done, and the printing was clear. My tools are well trained, and their message sincere. On the paper I read, ah, beautiful sight, happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Thanks, Baron friends, for another interesting and very productive year. I hope you are having a wonderful holiday. If they're nearby, reach over and give your kids a hug.